Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 800-677-9377. Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've been talking about spiritual warfare and how we can stand as Satan, attacks us with all of these accusations. We've talked about the full armor of God. And I want to tie that to a passage in 1 John. This is one of my favorite passages, starting in verse 12 of chapter 2. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. And then he goes on to say, I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So you see, there's great hope in this battle that we engage in, or that Satan tries to engage us in each and every day. And that battle can be won not through our strength, but through the power of Jesus Christ and having the Word of God alive in us. It is through the Word of God that we overcome the evil one. And I love how he says that. Young men, I write to you because you are strong. The Word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. It certainly gives credence to being in the Word of God and soaking up just as much of truth as we possibly can, doesn't it, guys?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you think about 1 John talking about the Word of God living in us. He says the Word will be in us and with us forever. And, I think of the Word of God as being the Bible, just written down on paper. But it's pretty awesome, Bob, to be thinking about the Word of God richly dwelling inside of you as the Spirit teaches your mind.
Absolutely. And it's that word, as James said, when it's implanted in our hearts, it's the saving of the souls. It's that overcoming the evil one. Because if we listen to the accusations of the evil one, if we entertain those, if we start to dwell on the fact that, oh, woe is me, God must not love me, but God must not care about me, man, that damages the soul. But when we believe what the Word of God has to say and stand on that truth that Christ has called me as a child of God, he's adopted me as his very own, he has sent his Spirit into my heart to cry out, Abba, Father. He's made me a new creation in Christ. If I stand on that truth that's revealed to me in the Word of God, then those accusations just fall off. I mean, they have no weight. They don't even penetrate. And that's what he's saying. That's the power of the Word of God. So as we live in this world of darkness, as we live in this world that is filled with accusations, with all types of lies and deceptions, we have something solid to stand upon, and that's the truth of Jesus Christ that's been revealed to us in the Word of God. That's our defense.
And that's Basic Gospel, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are live, of course, and we want to hear from you. Plenty of open lines for you to do exactly that at 1-800-677-9377. Toll-free across the country and in Canada, 800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, guys, let's go out to Denver, Colorado, and talk with Kenny listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, how are you doing today? I'm doing great.
Well, nice to hear from you, my friend.
I have a question. When I read the Bible, I read it because it was God's Word. And I was 43 years old when I read it for the first time. But I always seen God. And then listening to different programs, that's the pre-incarnate Christ, the angel that stood before Abraham, Jacob's ladder, and so on and so forth. Now, my basic question, so now, because it says no one goes to the Father except through me, does that mean that we're supposed to reverence Jesus above God, even though he is God in the flesh? I'm confused about that.
Good question.
Yeah, that is an excellent question. So how do we get through that, Andrew and Richard? What's the answer to that particular question?
I think you look to the Old Testament and you see the appearances of the angel of the Lord. Many people think they're early appearances of Christ. I mean, first of all, you got to nail down the very fact that Christ created the world. Christ has always been around, and the fact that he shared himself with us in a physical state for 33 years does not change the fact that he is the eternal God, part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, you know, the Bible says there's one name under heaven by which we can be saved. But of course, you know, Rahab, the prostitute, she didn't know that name. That name had not even shown up on the scene yet. And so, you know, in a way, the Old Testament name Joshua there is a picture of this New Testament Jesus and the name of Jesus. But people in the Old Testament were saved by faith. Abraham with the name of Jesus. And so, you know, you gotta realize, I think, that you take a step back and get a bird's eye view and you say, yes, we know the name of Jesus on this side of the cross. We are fortunate in the name of Jesus. But many people just had, well, they had engine of faith. They had that mustard.
Well, we're losing Andrew on his line. And I think what Andrew was saying is that, you know, God sent Jesus, and he held Jesus up and said, listen to him. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. This Jesus carried out the will of God the Father. He took upon himself the sins of the world. He died in your place, Kenny. He died in my place. He was buried, and then he was raised back to life. He has ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And when we reverence Jesus Christ, in essence, we're reverencing God the Father, because it's the Father's will that we put our trust in Jesus. It's the Father's will that we abide in Jesus. It's the Father's will that we trust Jesus Christ. So when we do those things, when we worship Jesus, when we fall down on our knees and worship Jesus, we are honoring God to the max. We are reverencing him to the fullest extent when we're worshiping Jesus Christ.
Well, the reason why I keep pondering on this is because when everybody says, well, thank you, Jesus, I go, thank you, God. And I'd ask the question before, am I wrong? And back then, they affirmed me that, no, I'm on the right road. And, you know, so this has been pondering me. And I just, hopefully it'll clear up one day. And, I mean, I appreciate your teaching and your precepts and all that other stuff. But thank you for your time.
Well, you're welcome, Kenny. Thanks for your call. Good question today.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Stephen in New Jersey, listening to us on WMCA. And by the way, we have some open lines at 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Davis, Richard Pfeiffer, Andrew Farley, and me, Bob Christopher. We would love to hear from you right now, 1-800-677-9377. Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Got a hypothetical question. This came up during dinner yesterday. It may sound silly, but, you know, somebody had mentioned, like, if the government was suddenly taking over everything away from the people's rights, and they basically said that for your job, for your health care, for your food, or whatever need you may have, you have to openly deny Christ as Savior. And one of my friends at the table said, well, he said that he thinks it's okay if people lie, because God would know we're lying, just take care of our daily needs. And so a discussion ensued as to if that would be right or wrong. You know, my opinion is that, you know, we should never deny him, because Christ said that if we denied him, he would deny us to the Father. And yet one of the apostles denied Christ, knowing Christ. So What are your thoughts on something hypothetical like that?
Well, first, Stephen, it is a hypothetical. I do think we have to come to terms with what has actually happened to us when we're saved, because I think that's going to dictate kind of an answer in a situation like that. When we come to Christ, it's not that we just get forgiveness and a golden ticket that grants us entry into heaven when we die. We're changed. We're radically changed from the inside out. That's why God calls us a new creature in Christ. And then not only are we new on the inside, God has sent his Holy Spirit to take up residence in us. We have been given the gift of God's Spirit. And so it's God's Spirit that's going to empower us to live and experience this life that we now have to the full. And it's certainly God's Spirit that is going to enable us to overcome the evil one and to stand firm. It's not on our shoulders. It's dependent upon him. And so I think it's important for us to really take a fresh look at what happens in salvation. We have this good news. That good news results in salvation to those who believe. And that salvation, I think, is more powerful and bigger and wonderful than we give it due. So I think when we realize we have God's Spirit living in us, that's going to dictate how we're going to respond when things come our way.
Yeah, the other thing, Bob, is that I feel like, you end up with a theology that is justification by bravery. If you don't watch it, you say, well, I'm justified by my bravery. And really, as you said, I mean, we place our faith in Jesus Christ, and then he transforms us, and it's a once for all. It's a once saved, always saved. So if we go down that other road that, our caller, Stephen, is suggesting, I think we end up with a justification by bravery theology, and that's certainly not the gospel.
And none of us would be brave enough to stand, would we?
Right.
Unless we're abiding in God through his Spirit. I think that's the only way. Just as we read earlier in the program, Stephen, it's, I write to you young men because you're strong in the Lord and the word of God lives in you. And it's through that word that you overcome the evil one. We overcome by faith in Jesus Christ. Well, Stephen, we sure appreciate your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of Andrew's book, Operation Screwtape, which is available to anybody this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. It's a wonderful resource, and we certainly want to put it into as many hands as we possibly can. So, Stephen, you hold the line, okay?
Yes, indeed. And if you'd like to get a copy of it, as Bob said, it's available for a gift of any amount. We have a wily enemy, and he has taken his art form to a really, really high place, sometimes amazingly subtle in his ways in order to achieve his ultimate purpose, and that is to kill, to steal, and destroy. Well, Operation Screwtape is a fictional accounting of many of the ploys that may be at work in any of our lives at any time. Don't miss this outstanding work by Andrew Farley, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And to make your gift and request your copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find the prominent link right on the homepage. Or you can call during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828, and speak with our operator to make your gift and request your copy of Operation Screwtape, yours for a gift of any amount.
Also, I want to inform our listeners that Andrew hosts a broadcast on Sunday afternoons, Andrew Farley Live, especially to our listeners in the Washington, D.C. area. He's live every Sunday at 2 o'clock on WAVA FM. And then if you have a subscription to Sirius, you can listen to him on Channel 131 during your time, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. So tune in to Andrew Farley Live this Sunday. I know you will enjoy that. Well, let's go to Donald in East Orange, New Jersey, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Donald.
Hi, speaking. That man that called about Jesus and God the Father, Jesus himself said, I think it was in the book of John, that the Father is greater than him. Jesus never did anything unless the Father told him to do it. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, that's exactly
that's
right, Donald. Yeah, that's
because he did exactly what the Father said. Yeah. That's why he was without sin.
You're exactly right, Donald, and I think that's a key point for us. Jesus lived in dependence upon his Father, and in the same way, we're to live in dependence upon Jesus. That's how we live this Christian life. It's a life of faith.
It's not
one of independence. It's one of dependence. I think that is a significant point. So thank you for calling to make that.
Right.
But that does not in any way, shape, or form diminish the fact that Jesus is God. He is equal part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He left his...
He's had a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. He left his glory, came down, became one of us, tasted death for all of us, was buried, raised back to life. Now he was taken back and has the glory that he had before. And that's the good news, isn't it, Donald?
Jesus himself set up this conflict we have, because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And another time he says, not my will, but yours. So he subordinated himself. And so at one time, we're seeing him as the picture of God incarnate. And at another time, we're seeing him as a picture of humanity in total dependence upon the Father. And we've got to be careful that we keep the whole picture in mind, that even as man, Jesus was God. He just subordinated it.
So it says in Hebrews.
So the fact
that he had flesh and bones, that he would have destroyed us if he didn't have a body like us.
Yeah. So Jesus is God, and now that he has ascended, to worship Jesus is to worship God. To worship God is to worship Jesus. And we might as well complete
Amen.
It.
Amen.
To worship both of those is to worship the Holy Spirit.
And what amazes me is that how humble God is. And he demonstrated this humility. We're worshiping a God who was willing for things to go dark. Jesus was saying, hey, if there's any other way, he didn't know the future. He was looking for a plan B. He was saying, I don't know when my return is. Only my Father knows. So he didn't know all the future.
Right.
He emptied himself.
Right.
And he was willing to operate in the dark and go through that through dependency. And it just makes me just look at God and look at his character and just say, wow, he didn't have to do any of this. And he did it all to say, I can relate to you.
Pretty powerful stuff indeed. Well, Donald, we sure appreciate your call today. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
1-800-677-9377. Still some time on the clock and open lines for you. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Navarre, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Navarre.
Hello. Again, the question that I wanted to ask was, it has to do with the tribulation. I heard a brother speak about, the theoretical situation, and basically, can someone be saved? They take the mark of the beast. I heard preachers say that, but I don't think so.
Yeah, Navarre, I don't think a believer can take the mark of the beast. Why? Because we've already taken the mark of God.
We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I think it's pretty clear that God has already marked out his own. It's those who have come to Christ by faith, and his Holy Spirit is going to protect us. We have the promises of Jesus himself, that he would complete the work that he began in us, that we are going to stand until the end. God is going to enable that and then empower us to stand until the end. So there might be temptations to do so, but I think God's Spirit is going to protect us in that time. So I don't think that's anything we have to worry about. Navarre, as a matter of fact, as you go through the book of Revelation, it is a book that is filled with more assurance for the believer than I think any other book in the New Testament. I mean, just passage after passage after passage in the book of Revelation that tells you that your name can never be blotted out of the book of life. Boy, that's good news.
Yeah.
It tells you that you've been sealed, that you've been marked, that you are going to be saved from the wrath to come, and just passage after passage. So it is a very reassuring book, a hopeful book, an encouraging book, and that's the blessing you get, I think, from reading it from cover to cover.
Do you believe Christian go through tribulation, the great tribulation?
Well, Navar, we go through tribulation all the time. What I do know is this: we will not experience the wrath of God. We have been saved from the wrath that is to come. That wrath is directed at the unsaved world. There's going to be judgment. That judgment is directed to those who do not know Jesus, who have not trusted him and have turned to him by faith. We're going to be saved from that wrath. And for us, we're going to experience resurrection, and we're going to be partakers in all of the blessings. We're going to be dwellers in that new Jerusalem where God is going to dwell, and that's where we're going to be forever. And that's great news, isn't it, Navar?
Yes.
Well, Navar, we always love hearing from you, and certainly thanks for your call today. Let's go to Jamaica Spring, New York, and talk with Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
I'm not sure if I can hear you. Praise the Lord.
Anthony, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
How can we help you today?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes. I was calling concerning the other brother that was talking about whether Jesus is God or the Son of God.
Okay, Anthony.
And, yes. I know a lot of people that argue whether Jesus is God or the Son of God. And I always tell them, whoever Jesus say he is, that's who I accept. And I hear that Jesus says, pray to the Father in my name, and I will do anything that you ask. And I hear that Jesus says, that way. That's how Jesus is telling us to pray. I think that's what the brother was trying to
get at there.
Get an understanding about.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, we appreciate the call. Andrew, do you have any words on that?
Yeah, you know, you look at God's example in nature as a beautiful example in nature with water. I'm talking about H2O here. I mean, H2O, you look at an ice cube, it's 100% H2O. You look at water in a swimming pool, 100% H2O. You look at water vapor. So water comes in three forms, and yet it's all the same content. So it is with God. And, you know, when it comes to asking in Jesus' name, I don't think it's about asking for a Lamborghini here and a Porsche there. Oh, I think it's about asking according to God's heart. And then God makes God's stuff happen.
Yes, he does. Well, Anthony, thanks for jumping on with us today. You hold on, and we'll send you some information about the ministry. We certainly appreciate it. You hang on, Anthony.
And thanks to everybody who called to be a part of this one, and several of you did, and thanks to you who tuned in to listen and be edified by what you're hearing. And if this program has made a difference in your life, if it's found a favorable place in your day, why, we encourage you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, @BasicGospelRDO, and be sure to tell a friend about the broadcast. I want to remind you, of course, that we are a listener-supported ministry indeed, on the air only because of your prayers and your financial support. As a way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount, you're going to receive a copy of Andrew Farley's book, Operation Screwtape. Call 1-800-727-2828 to make your gift and request your copy. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 between 9 and 6 Central Time. Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War. Yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. A reminder also that all of the resources you hear us talk about on Basic Gospel are available through our store at basicgospel.net, and you can find it simply by going to store.basicgospel.net. To review what you hear each day on this broadcast, get on the list, the email list. Click subscribe at basicgospel.net, and you'll receive an email each day with a link to the most recent day's broadcasts. That's subscribe at basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.